B-Pod Studios.
Demaney, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Savannah, you sent us a message and you said that you think Josh is cheating on you after a year and a half of dating.
Yes. We've been together for like a year and a half and everything seems pretty normal, but for the past month, I'd say, he's declined certain furniture with me. So, I don't know. That gets me thinking, like, he's got to be getting it somewhere else. I mean, like, you know, you don't go up like a month. I think we're almost on 2 months.
Because I know certain people's schedules are difficult.
Isn't it like no, you know what, November too for some people?
Oh yeah, like people aren't moving furniture in November specifically.
Yeah. But what about October? I don't know. I mean, I could get that, but at least talk to me about it. The other thing that's kind of been getting me is like, I'll walk into a room and he's like hides his phone or like jump, like, oh, I caught him doing something. And then he's like all casual, like, no, we're cool. Like, and, it just seems weak. I don't know.
Yeah. But you know what? We joke about it, but you women like always have that, you know, stigma where you're like, oh, I have a headache or I'm tired.
Yeah.
And it's okay for women. But if a guy says he doesn't want to move furniture, then he's cheating. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird thing, but let's find out.
Okay.
We're going to call him up. We're going to offer him a romantic gift package that includes roses. So don't say anything until we find out who he sends them to. And if it's not to you, especially, let us get as much info out of him as we can. Okay.
I'm going to dial him up. Here we go.
All right, Savannah, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Josh, please.
This is him. May I ask who's calling?
Hi, Josh. My name is Gloria. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. It's a grassroots marketing campaign that we do every month where we give away $100 in beautiful free red roses in exchange for you telling someone about our services.
Are you kidding with me?
No.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
Awesome. So do you have someone you'd be interested in sending free roses to?
Make it out to Paige.
Okay, so you want to send these to Paige. I have a card to go with Paige's flowers. What would you like to put on that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm not really good at this kind of thing. What would you want a card that you received to say?
I mean, I guess something from the heart. Do you guys...
can you write something from the heart?
Have a little inside joke or...
You just say from the heart.
How long have you guys been together?
that's a complex issue.
Okay. Well, we can...
Is Paige? Oh,
hello?
My God.
Josh, that's Savannah on the phone, your girlfriend.
Josh, I you know what?
Wait, what?
Oh my gosh. I really thought like the chances of something going on weren't that high, but you
Wait. I'm really confused right now.
Josh, you are on the phone with the Maney, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. This is War of the Roses where we catch cheaters. You just sent romantic flowers to Paige.
Way, dude.
Yeah. Yes.
No way. I listen to this show all the time.
Yeah. Well, you're not on it for a good reason, Josh. Who's Paige?
Oh my God, though. But no. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. I should have recognized. This is awesome.
Wait a minute.
Don't you guys usually play this in the morning? It's like 2 p.m. What are you doing calling me now?
Well, we have to record them in advance.
Hold on a second. None of this is even relevant. Savannah's on the other line and wants to know who Paige is.
I'm on the radio. I listen to the show all the time. It's like meeting a celebrity.
Okay, stop. Stop. You're deflecting from the problem. You're cheating.
I'm,
yeah.
You know what, Savannah? I'll explain everything to you when we get home today. This is not at all what you think, but this is hilarious. I love this.
Wait, so are you saying
hilarious?
I asked how long you were with this person, and you said it's complicated.
It is complicated, but I'm not going to explain it to you on the radio right now. Although I love the show. I love what you guys do. You're great. But Savannah, we'll have to chat later. I got to get back to work, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Love you, hon.
So bye. Super shady. No, you
no he's gone.
Now. Yeah, we just lost him.
Huh.
What was that? By the way, if he's actually cheating, that's the best way anyone's ever gotten out of it.
Total
big
deflection.
Fan, goodbye.
He's not getting out of it.
I know.
He's not getting out of it. Oh, my God.
All right, Savannah, I'll tell you what. Will you update us and let us know what happened and who this other Paige woman is?
Do you know a Paige?
I don't. This is like, you know what? I mean, I was kind of thinking there was something there, but I was like, yeah. And I just thought, oh, this will do this and everything will be cool. And I was not expecting.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.